This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Mitch joins us for this segment because he used the term guy's guy when it comes to Timothée Chalamet, who was at the Knicks game last night, correct? It was Knicks-Pacers game five of the Eastern Conference Finals.
He was there. John Stewart was there. Susie Essman from Curb Your Enthusiasm, she was there.
Which one does she play?
She is the one that is married to Jeff Garland.
She's the wife?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, she's fun.
Miles Teller, you familiar with his work?
He was in the Top Gun Maverick.
Yeah.
That's who it is. Yeah. Okay, because I was like, Miles Turner plays Whiplash,
which is a great movie.
Yeah, I didn't see it, but I've heard it was great. Ben Stiller is there. He's having a resurgence. Yeah.
And Timothée Chalamet, who I know nothing about, other than his sports.
And Kendall,
I know he knows sports.
And Kendall Jenner, which he's bringing to every game. He was bringing her to the games in Boston.
Kylie Jenner.
Mitch is 28 years old, and Mitch had said that Timothée Chalamet is a man's man. Or a guy's guy. And I said, well, I don't think even you're a guy's guy. Which to Mitch stared me down like, I think Mitch is going to kill me someday. I will die at Mitch's hand. And as he closed the door, Owen goes, no. In that generation, that's a guy's guy. Because you said
Chalamet.
And then in that generation, maybe Mitch is a guy's guy, and I need to take this back. So first off, before we bring Mitch in on this, can you guys, I know I'm 5 years younger than you and 4 years younger than you. We're the same.
Yeah.
What is a guy's guy to us three?
Oh, well, when I was younger, and if we were talking actors, Brad Pitt seemed to be always in the movie. Like, he was either the ass kicker, or he was always ripped in his roles, and I think he comfortably
that's on the low end of guy's guy to me from our generation. I think ours is easily summed up as we are from the steroid generation. Everything we did was bigger, faster, stronger. It's a great documentary if you haven't seen it.
I've seen that.
Everything was pumped up, and it was the ultimate warrior, right? Of just being fast and yelling and... And that's kind of how our personalities are, loud and abrasive at times, right?
That's
Ken and
boy.
And that is not what sells today in 2025.
Oh, so now you're calling us relics.
Yeah.
I wouldn't go that far for crying out loud.
I'm sure it could sell on occasion.
Oh, great. Okay. I didn't ask you yet. All right, so that's
exactly what I'm talking
our generation's
about.
Abrasive. I said our generation's definition
of the edges
of a guy's guy.
Talking down to Mitch.
I'm not even talking down to him. I'm just saying I didn't ask for his opinion of guy's guy for our generation.
I try to talk down to him 3 or 4 times a day.
He's not our generation, so he wouldn't know. Is that your definition standard of a guy's guy? Anything you would like to add? Because you're not abrasive, but you've done manual labor. You know how to change a tire. You know how to mow your grass, the people next door, her husband.
You did a lot of hard-working things coming up.
Yeah, people don't realize Lima is well-versed in manual labor.
Well, what I'm wondering is, since I always use actors as a way to explain it, because we don't know the guy that's working on the farm. Like, so who is it?
Well,
who,
I do believe
who,
what, it
who
is.
Who depicts the guy's guy?
A man's man or a guy's guy is somebody that's probably doing their own projects around the house, that type of thing, instead of just immediately going just. Unless you have the means to do it.
If it comes to
actor, Anthony, you redid cabinets and stuff like that. I don't know that you wanted to.
No, I didn't.
But
I didn't
you
want
did
anything
them
to do
because
with
that's what had to be done.
The gamut goes from like Brad Pitt for Lima to like John C. Reilly for me. I think that's where the gamut runs. Guys. So you mentioned Timothy Chalamet.
Yes.
What is a guy's guy to a 28-year-old Mitch?
Well, I said it in relation to what I think public perception was of Timothy Chalamet back in the day, where he had so many roles that were more centric towards like what women were kind of into, that guys didn't take him in that light.
He seemed soft to many people.
Like wiry, very thin, like not...
Waifish?
A little bit, but yeah. Over the years, he's cultivated that not only in his roles and his performances, but the way in which his personality has been able to come out into the public. He's into sports, into video games, he's big into hip-hop music. Like, he's able to kind of connect with guys and girls now. It's the best of both worlds.
Yeah, you never know with actors, because I assume they're all short, and I thought, especially him, I thought he was short and skinny. He's fine. I'm seeing him for that role he played for Bob Dylan in that movie.
In the Bob Dylan movie.
Says he got up to 205. And not all muscle, right?
He was roid raging every day.
Oh, he was?
No, he
was. No, okay. I was going to say.
Man, I wish I had a reason to go pound burgers.
He's taller than I thought he was.
5'10".
Yeah.
Do you know how tall your famed Sylvester Stallone is? Your guy's guy.
Yeah. Yeah, he's short,
Stallone.
Right?
Yeah.
He's like 5'5". Or something.
How tall is Tom Cruise? Like 4'11"? Tom Cruise is short.
He is very short.
All right. I see the pictures of Timothy Chalamet. See, I don't remember him without a mustache. He looks different without the mustache. He looks very cherubic without the mustache.
Right. He's got the very square jaw. Yeah.
Let me just ask you here.
Yeah.
A 28-year-old man in America, right, Mitch?
Your
generation and younger.
Mm-hmm.
Do they know how to change? Should they know how to change a tire?
They should. I do.
Okay. Should they know how to mow grass?
I would say yes.
Should they know how to change a filter on a furnace? It's not hard.
Oh, come on. That's an easy
one. Now we're separating here a bit.
All you got to do is buy the filter. Hell, you can go ahead and take a look at the filter.
That's the easiest job that
you've... Yeah, it's the easiest thing.
You got to put it in the right direction.
Now, the difference, though, I think, between Mitch and us is, Mitch, you've never owned your own home, correct?
No, I have not.
You've never lived in a home where you had to take care of that type of home maintenance thing, right?
Not myself, no.
Right. You have Big Gary to do that stuff.
You do have that. Now, Gary Spinell, there's a man's man. There's a guy's guy.
You met him one time.
No, I've met him twice. I've talked to him on the phone.
That's right.
It's time to spill the tea on your father here, Mitch.
All right. Go ahead.
But remember, your dad has a reputation because he's an AD.
Yes.
And your dad is known around Northeast Ohio friends as a guy's guy.
He can't be a soft guy and be an AD.
No, yeah, but like most football coaches, right? Football coaches, you'd look at most of them and say it. Basketball coaches, would you?
Yeah, some.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Wrestling coaches, sure.
Hell yeah. Sure.
What do you say about golf coaches?
Well, normally the golf coach is...
I knew a golf coach who was a total psycho.
Is somebody who's also coaching one of the other sports and just wants the supplement.
That was my dad, yeah, for a number of years.
Your dad was the golf coach?
Yeah, he was a very good golf coach.
Well, that's good.
Yeah, he took his team to state runner-up one year.
He took them?
Were you on the team?
Or you just had
no,
to have guys?
No, I was the man. I was too young. I was the manager at that time, yeah.
Did he take them to states, or he just had a bunch of kids on the team?
He's not a good golfer. That's the thing, too. He had a lot of good
box
kids.
Box 12, he said, hey, let's try to get this ball into the hole before we get to, double bogey.
He wasn't like John Daly's golf coach. He didn't put somebody on like a crash diet of whiskey and popcorn and cigarettes, did
Nobody
he?
Had a kid who was similar to John Daly in that he had 75 wings one night before a golf match.
Boy, I like Straws Vegas more and more the more he talks, man. It just seems like a good town.
Gotta get down.
Right. Mitch, thank you very much for
thank
the
you.
Time. That, you know what?
But
that's
you
not
wouldn't
bad.
See
Mitch
him.
Mitch is more of a guy's guy than I thought.
He's playing characters, but if you saw him in the Wonka movie, you wouldn't look at him and go, guy's guy.
Dune is the one. Dune's the one that you watch and like, this is the guy.
Dune just looks like it's a chore. It looks arduous. It just looks like it's going to take me all night.
I gave it 15 minutes and wasn't really paying attention. And I'm like, this is not the right setting.
Not a big sand guy.
What's that one Christopher Nolan movie?
There was too much sand.
What's that one Christopher Nolan movie he made after Batman where he was feeling himself? No, it was like...
Tenet?
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, God. I tried to watch that one night, and holy jeez.
It was one I had to stop, go on the internet. The premise is awesome. If you look at the premise of what the movie is, it's an awesome premise. The whether or not they were able to
I had one.
Pull it
we
off.
Should have had Mitch while we were in there.
Man.
Do you think Mike McDaniel's a guy's guy?
Dolphins
head coach?
No.
Because I wonder if this generation does.
No, I do not.
No.
I don't either.
Seemed like a fun hang back in the day. I'm not going to lie.
Power rank the football coaches who are guys, guys.
Well, there's an obvious number one I got to get to.
Here we go. Can I go first or do you want to go first, Owen?
No, go ahead.
Number one, Mike Vrabel.
Yeah, that's the obvious number.
That's the guy's guy right there. Number two, Andy Reid.
Okay, I was going to go Jim Harbaugh, not John. I was going to go Jim Harbaugh.
I probably agree with that.
Number three has to be Jim Harbaugh.
What are we doing?
You know
with,
what? No.
What are we doing with the Lions?
You got Dan Campbell. He's over Andy
Reid. I
was
going to go Dan Campbell, yeah.
I think that I'm thinking of different guys here. Because Andy Reid, yeah, because these are all football-obsessed guys. Like, John Harbaugh, I feel, has other interests, but I don't, I'm not sure. Nah, damn, it becomes tough. Yeah, I'm going to say, you know, Dan Campbell's just a man. In every word, but is he a man's man? Yeah, he's got to
okay,
be
but
a
we got to get introspective.
A guy's guy.
Where do we classify Kevin Stefanski? Is the women loved him? The women loved him from day one. So I don't know if that eliminated him as a guy's guy.
I think but I'm going to start saying things and people are going to roll their
his
eyes.
Soft demeanor, things that we really, especially 2021, 2022, that callers would call in and go. We need Kev to step up. He needs to be a little louder.
You don't consider Ivy League guys as guys.
All
guys.
Right, that's true.
Dump me if I go a little too far with this.
Okay, I'll get it ready.
You and I, because I might say too much and I don't want to. Anthony and I don't know Kevin like, hey, buddy, like not like that.
Let me real quickly play you two examples. Is this a guy's guy?
Setbacks pave the way for comebacks.
I want to let the record show, just to make sure that we're doing this the right way. We have only mentioned white guys as guys, guys.
That's true. Terry Crews.
Okay, I want to make
Terry Crews is guys, guys.
Say, hey, there's a bunch of white guys just mentioning white guys
Wait,
as guys,
is
guys.
Is Mike Tomlin not a guy's guy?
Well, so he's the one that popped into my head. How have we not mentioned Mike Tomlin?
Oh, Mike Tomlin's a guy's guy. I was just thinking of successful coaches.
Owen's not going
yeah,
with
no,
it?
No, you're fine.
Okay.
Just all right. Sure.
Like Raheem Morris is probably a guy's guy.
If Mike Singletary was coaching.
Honestly, the only guy's guy who's
Mike Singletary will pull your pants down.
That's
on
a
the
guy's
sideline.
Guy. Yes.
He will
guy
pants does. You right there in front of God and everybody. Who is probably the only guy I can think of who's not a guy's guy who's a head coach. It's got to be Mike McDaniel. That's it. Who else?
Shanahan.
Oh, yeah, Shanahan.
Yeah.
But you know
well,
what? His players will say different. John Greco will say different. Yeah, John O'Callaghan will say he's a guy's
like,
guy.
I think McVay would get a split. I think some people would say
people
he's a guy's guy.
Well, people think he's a pretty
people,
boy.
Right.
But Chalamet is a pretty boy.
Correct.
Is McVay a guy's guy?
So it's only he's ripped, right?
Kevin O'Connell,
I mean, he's a
guy's
built guy.
Yeah. Kevin O'Connell's a guy's guy.
LaFleur, guy's guy?
No.
I was going to say
Bingo,
no.
Bingo, there's number two.
And people are going, what are you basing any of this on?
Shane Steichen.
How we feel.
And the reality is...
Shane Steichen, not a guy's
it's
guy.
It's a gut instinct.
Jonathan Gannon, guy's guy? I think he is a little bit, but he did go to Ignatius, right?
Yeah.
Okay, but he didn't go to Ed's. Ed's has more guys. Let's call it. Let's call that right now.
What are we doing with Brian Hoyer?
I love Brian, but he's
not
as much
a guy's guy?
He's not as much of a guy's guy as what, like... Alex Boone. Alex Boone's a guy's guy.
You gotta have,
exactly.
You got to have knee braces to be a guy's guy.
You got to, because I had to think of an Ed's guy. Like, yeah, I'm sorry. Of the Bailey brothers, sorry. They are more guys than what Brian Hoyer is. I beg your pardon. I know, Brian, we love you. But you go to Ed's, you're more of a guy's guy. Let me say this about Kevin. He does not sound like a guy's guy in front of microphones.
Yeah, what does he sound like when the microphones aren't there?
You and I have talked to Kevin without microphones. Kevin is more of a guy's guy than he lets on to be. I will say that. It's probably why I get so defensive of him sometimes for stupid reasons. And then I have to, eventually, I mean, if this thing don't get turned around, I mean, I've got to have to take the gloves off at some point, don't I? But I don't like to do that for guys, because I'm a guy's guy.
It's true.
Guys on the station. Jeff Phelps, guy's guy. Baskin, guy's guy. Honestly, the only guy I think that isn't a guy's guy on this station
is me.
No, you are a guy's guy.
Am I?
Yes, you are.
I don't know about that.
You know who's
not putting you in the guy's guy.
You're not going to put him in the guy's guy category?
I'm not putting myself.
I know too much about him.
I'm not putting myself in the guy's guy
category. All right, you know who's the only guy who's on the station who's not a guy's guy?
Who you're
going to
say.
Well, now I want to know. Who do you think I'm going to say? Say it on the air, Owen. Say it on the air.
You're going to say Peter Lynn.
That's exactly who I'm going to say. Yeah, sorry.
A guy who has a golf simulator in his house, and you're going to say he's not.
He has a golf simulator in his house?
No, he just has a net and he hits into it.
Oh, okay.
That counts.
He's in his old apartment.
He's
simulating
golf.
I don't know what he's doing over there in Noso or wherever he lives now.
Yeah. When you're making up a neighborhood that doesn't exist that you say you live in, you're not a guy's guy.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.